I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Thanks for being with us today. When President Donald Trump delivers his first State of the Union address tonight, he'll take to the podium amid all kind of news concerning Russia. There is the hacking, the possible collusion, and the Trump White House just released a list of Russian politicians and wealthy oligarchs, people who are believed to be profiting from their connections to Vladimir Putin, and they could be facing sanctions. It's a list, by the way, that apparently is the same one that Forbes magazine released last year, their list of the 200 richest businessmen in Russia 2017. But here's the main thing you need to know about the White House's Russia list. Congress voted overwhelmingly to apply sanctions to Russia, not just talk about it. So we'll see what Trump says about all that tonight. But since we're The World, we want to hear how the publication of this list is going down in Russia. For that, let's turn to reporter Charles Maines in Moscow. He says, except for Vladimir Putin, the list encompasses most of Russia's political and economic elite.
Essentially, we're talking about all of Russia's top oligarchs, the entire presidential administration. We're talking about top governors, mayors, people who are involved in state entities. And in terms of the purpose, you know, I think that that really gets to, it's a bit of a mystery. On the one hand, the Treasury Department in the U.S. said, you know, explicitly that the vast majority of these Russians on this list were not subject to sanctions. But the registry's very existence is seen by others as really a veiled threat for possible future sanctions.
And what did you have to have done to get on this list?
Well, you know, they haven't really been explicit about the criteria. I mean, they're identified as people that are close to President Putin, close to the Russian regime, or the Kremlin regime. And, you know, of course, this is part of this wider web of sanctions imposed by the U.S. on Russia over a variety of issues. It's not only the election hacking or the alleged election hacking, as they like to say here, but also human rights abuses in Russia, as well as Russia's actions in Ukraine.
Mm. So how has the Kremlin responded? Do they see this as just naming and shaming?
Earlier in the day, we heard from Putin's spokesman, Dmitry Peskov. He said essentially this was labeling everyone on that list an enemy of the U.S. But we also heard from Vladimir Putin. He was actually at a campaign event. Russia's getting ready for presidential elections in March. He was asked about this by a supporter who said, you know, how can I get on this list as well? Because it's sort of a sign of pride here that you're a patriot. And Putin, you know, said this was an act that was, you know, essentially targeted against all Russians. He said this was basically sanctioning 146 million Russians, the entire population of the country.
Now, some of the people named on this list, as you indicated earlier, Charles, are already subject to sanctions. But the list doesn't imply any new punishments, correct?
That's right. But, you know, again, I mean, what is the point of this? I mean, part of the backdrop to this whole process is, of course, that, you know, we have Congress who forced these sanctions on the White House. I think it was pretty clear that Donald Trump was not all that excited to sign this into law, but it was passed overwhelmingly by Congress, so he didn't really have a choice. And, you know, if even if you look at the way this list was produced by the White House, they provided it 10 minutes before midnight on the last day. So, you know, it's kind of like turning your homework in at the last second.
Yeah. Are some of the people on this list worried that maybe their shopping trips to Fifth Avenue may be curtailed?
Well, exactly. And one of the other parts of it that we don't know is that there is the public portion of the list and there's the classified portion of the list. And the thought is that while we have this kind of blanket list of 210 Russian individuals, again, most of them from the world of politics and business, they're, of course, their families, their wives, their children. So, you know, as much as they can laugh off these sanctions here and this list, which many people did today, I think there is concern that, you know, certainly nobody wants to be on them if they don't have to.
Charles Maines in Moscow, thank you as always.
Thank you.